It's great to have Mike Bickers on with us just moments ago. Mike Parsons here, Danielle Mason back in the Golden Tower, Rich Luzinski, WJR Traffic and Weather First, and Tony Butler calling today his first, or rather last, on-location broadcast. I was wishful thinking. I was hoping you were just starting all over again. And
another 37 years,
another
Tony,
37
come
years. Come on, Tony. You got to love it. Well, we love you, Tony, and to say we will miss you is an understatement, but we know you've helped other people, you've trained, and you're even building equipment, better equipment than ever to take out on the road, because we have a lot of road trips coming up, and they're not easy. We try to make them sound and look easy, but they're not always easy. Here we are at the Detroit Economic Club at the Motor City Casino, and happy to be here at the soundboard area, and happy to welcome in a reporter for the Detroit News, Beth LeBlanc. Hi, Beth.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good. It's Paul. It's nice to have you here. We work for the same newspaper. I do a Monday column there at the Detroit News. I try to mention that whenever I can. What is this story about the Unemployment Insurance Agency? I am confused. I know they accused of people being overpaid benefits during the pandemic, and maybe some people were, but not all the people who were accused were. And some were, I guess, felt compelled to pay back the benefits, but I'm not sure where we come up with a figure that the Unemployment Insurance Agency will now pay out $55 million to the people who were accused of being overpaid benefits during the pandemic. You're going to help us understand that.
Yeah, so there was a confluence of events that were occurring during the pandemic. There were people who were overpaid accidentally. There were people who made fraudulent claims. There were people who didn't get their benefits for weeks on end. There were people who got overpaid accidentally, and then the agency went in and started collecting things back. There are people who merited benefits, and their benefits were clawed back as well. So this lawsuit in particular is looking at one section of those folks who were affected by the whole mess that occurred during the pandemic at the UIA. And those individuals were individuals who received payments from the UIA during the pandemic, because there were, you know, a lot looser requirements as to who could qualify for unemployment during that time. And they had their benefits clawed back by the agency, but the agency did so before they were able to exhaust their appeals, which is what the plaintiffs are alleging is that is a violation of their due process rights, that they should be able to exhaust their appeals and their protests before that money is clawed back. So there was a class action lawsuit alleging just that. And last week, the UIA and these plaintiffs, they reached a preliminary approval of a settlement that would pay $55 million to those who had their money clawed back without exhausting their appeals.
Good golly, Miss Molly, or in this case, good golly, Miss Beth. That's $100 million that I can figure out, and for me that's a big deal, from the Unemployment Insurance Agency. When you take this $55 million and the agency had turned over another $45 million to claimants during the course of litigation whose benefits were clawed back or recovered, that's a $100 million mistake that, in fact, we, the taxpayers, are going to be paying.
Yeah, it's a pretty high dollar amount, but in terms of what was lost during the pandemic, it's actually pretty small compared to the other losses the UIA suffered. And in some instances, they estimated that fraud was in the billions of dollars. So this is, by comparison, smaller, but it's certainly a lot of money at the end of the day.
Yeah, when we think of in the whole COVID-19 scheme of things, the lost productivity, the lost in education value, the damage to students, the damage to everybody, and the fraud, billions and billions and billions of dollars. I don't know how we handle that and continue to get out of bed and still operate.
Well, you know, when it comes to the UIA, there have been significant changes that have occurred since the pandemic, and lawmakers held one of their first hearings under the Democratic leadership on the UIA and where it stands right now in terms of changes since the pandemic. So there are certain, you know, accountability measures that are being enforced. But I think the big question is that the UIA, its function is to come in a time of crisis to help people who are affected by that crisis. So it's difficult to say that all of the changes necessary have been made because we won't really know, you know, until the next recession or until the next pandemic or
next
something
problem.
Else like that. Yeah, until there's a big influx of claims, we don't know whether the system has been changed enough to handle all that.
Well, think of this. As you point out, Beth LeBlanc, in the Detroit News, prior audits and independent reports have estimated a UIA, Unemployment Insurance Agency for Michigan, paid out more than $8.3 billion in fraudulent, mistaken, or overpaid claims. Of this amount, at least $5.6 billion was, in fact, due to suspected fraud. In addition, a December 2023 state audit of the UIA found that the agency made potentially $245.1 million in improper payments to dead people, prison inmates, individuals far too young or too old to receive unemployment, or in some cases, even to the agency's own employees. This is a huge, huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the agency, in its defense, it was handling just an avalanche of claims because overnight, right, when the state shut down, there were thousands of claims coming into the agency. The feds made changes overnight to who is eligible for unemployment. So a ton of people, like part-time workers, were eligible when they weren't before. So they had to adjust all of their software, all of their protocol to handle that avalanche of claims. But there were mistakes made. There were serious mistakes made in the pandemic. There were computer glitches that automatically sent out payments without the necessary checks on whether that person was eligible. There was fraud within the agency and fraudulent claims filed from outside the agency. And there were sometimes international fraud rings trying to break into Michigan's system. There was just a lot going on. There was it all came about at the same moment. And there were competing interests at the same time, right? You had people who were backed up, who couldn't get their unemployment. You had people who were trying to make fraudulent claims. And how do you balance the two? And how do you sort through them? It was a difficult time for the agency, to be sure.
Here is hoping that we've learned a lot so that when the next pandemic comes around, we'll know what the heck we should be doing. That's all I can say. I mean, that's how we'll be judged. Mistakes can get made. It's how you fix them and face the next battle, I guess. Beth LeBlanc,
yeah,
thanks for... Go ahead.
I think we're all hoping that doesn't happen anytime soon, but that will be the true test there.
Beth LeBlanc, reporter for the Detroit News, thanks for being with us and running down this story, keeping on top of it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
As we continue at 1242 on WJR.